Yo, TFP, sub D. We got a lot to talk about today. I want to get through talking about the All-Star game and my three top teams who have surprised me so far in the first half of the season. Now, yes, I know I'm a little late on this, so my apologies to the folks that have been waiting on the episode. I got you. It's here. Ain't nothing to worry about. But yeah, before we talk about the three surprise teams, I really, really want to get in and talk about this cat right here in the All-Star game. If you guys have watched all the All-Star festivities this past weekend, we saw Celebrity All-Star game, you know, which I didn't get to watch. A great three-point contest and a lame dunk contest. And then we got to cap the entire weekend off and got to see Team LeBron versus Team Durant. Durant obviously not playing because of his own reasons, you know, injured, battling with injury. But this guy comes to Cleveland by the name of Steph Curry. You know, he's done a lot of damage in Cleveland, as much you guys know, from Akron-born. Not the chosen one, not LeBron, but Akron-born. Steph Curry wins All-Star Game MVP, drops 50 points. First 50-point game in the All-Star Game since Anthony Davis, who was not in the All-Star Game this year, for his own reasons as well. But 16 made three-pointers, and he made them look steffortless, folks. Steffortless, okay? Now, I know a lot of you guys don't take this All-Star game serious, but, like, with the implications that they added on with, yo, you win this type of amount of money, you take this money to the charity, yada, yada, yada. You know, it means a lot to these guys, you know, and it makes us fans very much so interested in this All-Star game, which has been very lackluster in the past couple years, you know. On top of that, he's the first recipient of the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP. First time Adam Silver implemented that, you know. Big kudos to Kobe. If you did watch the All-Star Game, they had a 75-year anniversary, and there's a lot of players left off of that and a lot of players who were on it. We'll talk about that some other time, because that's 75 players. I ain't got the time to put that all on the list, but I will do it. I have been told I should talk about it. I will talk about it, just not today. Today, before I go, big ups to my guy Steph Curry. Great All-Star game, great All-Star weekend. You know, maybe next year I get to watch the Celebrity All-Star game, which is my favorite part of All-Star weekend. So, but yeah, all in all, I want to just jump right into my favorite squad so far. One of my favorite squads that surprised me so far this year, the Toronto Raptors, record of 31-25. You know, they had an all-star representing them and a guy not named Pascal Siakam this year, but Fred VanVleet. Great coaching, you know. Nick Nurse gets a lot of slack, and people don't respect his coaching and always said, yo, Kawhi did this for you, Kawhi did that for you, but ever since Kawhi left, they've been a top of the tier team. Well, not a top of the tier team, but above 500 or a 500 team. So I think he definitely deserves credit for what has been going on since 2018. Also, on top of that, they have a solid foundation. Yes, they lost key guys, you know. They lost Kawhi. They lost Powell. They lost some key names off of that championship squad a couple years ago. But, you know, losing Kyle Lowry and DeMar, and, you know, people were like, oh, snap, all right, we're done now. We ain't got no one. I've been saying there's this guy by the name of Frederico, you know, Frederico. You know, as you guys know, baby Drake, you know, Drake lookalike out here hooping. Undrafted, by the way. Undrafted. For those of you guys who have not watched college ball, or who have, you know, no interest in college ball, he used to be a bucket in college, all right? So, for people saying, yo, like, this is surprising to see, yada, yada, yada. No, bruh. If you guys have seen Fred VanVleet play in college, you would be just like, okay, like, this is normal. He's used to this. And then they got Pascal all healthy this year. Now, Pascal was battling with some injury problems last year. You know, a lot of trust problems with, you know, I don't think that team meshed well together. The chemistry didn't really go hand in hand, you know. But I've been saying since they won a championship, prior to them winning a championship, that there's this guy named Fred VanVleet, and this team is going to be so happy they signed him. Not even drafted him, because, he was undrafted. But the fact that they gave him a chance, you know, been in the G League before, like, yo, like, it's a great story, but he's used to this. He's used to this. So big ups to the Toronto Raptors, 31-25. That Eastern Conference looks like the Western Conference from a couple years ago. You know, anyone's conference, if you really look at the records from 1-6 or 1-7, it's like 2-3 games behind. Every team is like a half a game behind each other. So it's like going to be very interesting to see how this season finishes off in the Eastern Conference. But I see Toronto making it to the playoffs this year. On to the next squad. Yes, the team that hosted the All-Star game, Cleveland. You know, I asked my significant other the other day if she's ever been to Cleveland and, you know, if it was ever a satisfying area, yada, yada. You know, I think she mentioned that she drove by it. You drove by it, right? Right? Yeah, so she drove by it. And, you know, I'm assuming from what other players have said in the past, it's not really attractive. So you ask yourself, why? Why did they have that 75-year anniversary, why did they have it at Cleveland? Now, if you look at it, the 50th year anniversary, the All-Star game was held in Cleveland. Okay? Minus all that All-Star fiasco, this team has been surprisingly great this year. Record stands at 35-25. Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. Shoot! Adding Rondo, my guy Rondo. If you guys know me, I'm huge on the Celtics. I love my Boston Celtics, you know. Big ups to anything or anyone who has been a part of anything with the Celtics, except for Ray Allen. You know, screw him. But that's a whole nother story. But yeah, adding Rondo as a vet, you know, him contributing. And then on top of that, I think they traded for Caris LeVert. Now, people forget, LeVert used to be a bucket. Okay? He played for Brooklyn. And people were like, okay, this is a solid player. Gets traded to Indiana off of that, you know, big James Harden deal. Didn't work out in Indiana. He got hurt, came back. Didn't really mess with the squad. Cleveland took a chance. They said, all right, bring him in. And they've been killing. They've been killing teams ever since Rondo and the addition of the LeVert. On top of that, having two All-Star players representing you, two young All-Star players. But the biggest surprise for me on this team is them picking up Evan Mobley. I said it in the beginning of the season. If you look back, you guys know how big I was on them drafting Mobley from USC. And how I thought he was going to finish up as Rookie of the Year, which is probably going to happen if you're looking at the stats. Cade Cunningham isn't going to be able to get anywhere near what Evan Mobley has done so far this year. So if Cleveland still plays how they played in the beginning of the year, then the sky is the limit for them. On top of that, guys, I know I'm not tooting my own horn here, but there's a guy named LeBron James whose contract is ending up in Los Angeles. And he's the chosen one. He's Mr. Ohio native himself. A guy who brought the only player who brought a championship to the city that drafted him. You know? He's going to be a free agent this year. And as a free agent, you're looking, okay, I'm 37 years old. There's a bunch of young guys out in Cleveland who are absolutely killing right now in the Eastern Conference. I need to cool out and relax before I retire. is this team the right team for me? When I'm looking at decisions, you know, this is what I feel like is going through LeBron's membrane or mental. You know, so like we heard LeBron talking crazy about, you know, Sam Presti, this and that. I think he was applying the pressure on the Lakers during All-Star weekend. If you look back at some press conferences, if you have time, go on YouTube, Google search a couple of interviews he had with Complex or whatnot. He definitely said like there's a lot of things going wrong with a team that's fully stacked out in LA compared to a team that literally made it from the mud in Cleveland. And if you're looking right now at the record and the way that the playoff seedings are stand, like Cleveland really has a shot at a championship right now. Like real talk, compared to the team out in LA. What other better way to lure in the arguably the greatest player of all time back to Cleveland than to play better than the team that he's currently playing for that he left you for? So we'll see what happens with Cleveland. We'll also see what happens with LeBron this summer when he comes up with his decision. You know, but that's what I got to say about Cleveland. I think they're going to do great. I don't think they're going to get past the Eastern Conference Finals. I think, you know, they're too young. You know, I think they need that a huge, solid veteran's presence. I don't think Rondo's enough, but if they get it past the second round, shoot, the sky is definitely the limit for these guys. On to the squad with Luka Magic. Dallas. The Mavs. Baby Dirk and the guys. Mr. Mark Cuban running ship over there. And their record stands at 34-24. Now, trade deadline, they let go of, you know, arguably one of the, you know, the second hand man, the second option of the team at the time, which was Kristaps to the Wizards. All right, Luka's averaging MVP numbers once again this year. You know, 27 points per game, 9 rebounds, and shooting a solid 55% from the floor. True shooters percentage, by the way. That's nearly 60%. As a guard, you're shooting nearly 60%, and you got your team literally at the mid half in that conference where everyone counted them out and said, "Yeah, with the injuries, this and that, Luka's really not that ready to be a leader yet." Yet he's sitting here out in the tough Western Conference, showing out again. Once again, proving everyone wrong. You know, there was a quote Luka said on the Kristaps trade, though, that definitely caught my eye. He said, "We were building something great here. It didn't obviously work out." Which had me thinking. I said, what is this guy talking about? It didn't really work out. So get this, all right? This year alone, the Mavs are 15-9 with Kristaps, okay? They're currently standing at 34-24, which is great, all right? All time. 77-57 with Kristaps. That's more than above a 500 record. So, do I think that them losing Kristaps is definitely gonna affect this team finishing the season? Maybe. But they got a future star in Luka Doncic, and you say to yourself, oh, "Do we really need Kristaps? Do they really need Kristaps?" Nah. I believe not. I don't think that Kristaps was ever needed in Dallas, to be honest with you. I think he should have just stayed in New York. New York is just, you know how I feel about that whole New York situation. There's episodes in the past I was talking about that, you know, but big ups to Kristaps. He's in a great situation in Washington right now. But we'll see how they finish the end of the season. I know they got a small team compared to a lot of other teams, but the fact that they're in the position that they're in right now, and Kristaps was out half of the year, you know, with injuries, not playing back-to-backs, and then you got Luka just doing his thing. These guys have absolutely nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing to worry about. You know, so those three teams are my favorite surprise teams to see this year. And I think I'm going to talk about the three biggest disappointments on my next one. And then add on the biggest snubs from the 75 anniversary team, because I really do want to talk about that. I want to get into depth about that. I think that that whole Dame being let on that team without no ring and Kyrie being left off. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. But yeah, tune in to the next episode for that. Yeah, you guys just keep checking the story, you know. Drops are coming in. They're coming in. I'm telling y'all. I appreciate y'all for picking up locally, by the way, to those who have reached out and I've dropped off. Appreciate you guys. The Shopify will be up pretty soon. So, like, yeah, y'all just please just stay tuned for all that to happen. Keep checking the stories. If you're a new viewer, please do the right thing. You don't have to, but it will help me. It will literally make your hearts that much bigger, okay? Subscribe, like, you know, I ain't gonna tell you to comment. You don't have to comment. I don't care about that. Could care less about that, but just help a brother out. Peace, love.